Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and wondering why my husband has not opened his chocolate lava cake stout.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shall correct that error now.
Hello.
Nice. We're live, y'all. Hey, this is Al John. I'm a content creator and happy to be here with my take on all things food, fun, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, and of course, also Son of Mandalore. Let's just do that.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, in my NSYNC reunion era, obviously. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Yeah.
Speaking of NSYNC, though, Kat.
Yes.
Did you see, I don't know if you follow Drulius on Instagram, but he was talking with Joey Fatone.
Oh.
We love Drulius.
He's great. Mr. Lance has also been talking quite a bit, so I am counting down the minutes to the release of Better Place. And I've torn my entire apartment apart because I thought I threw away a box of vintage t-shirts. And it turned out that they were exactly where all my other vintage t-shirts are. So I'll be cycling through those NSYNC shirts for the next couple of weeks because why not?
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the Eras Tour movie. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I have tickets for that. It's going to be good.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, man. Round two. And,
yeah,
you know, that's great. You know, her camp is, they're really busy people.
Like, she's doing the absolute most.
We need a couple more guitars for the tour because her other guitars, you know, got really beat up on this tour. It's like, yeah, they did, considering she plays out in the rain.
Yep.
No. So that's going to be fun. Well, anyway, gang. Why don't you tell us, Kristen, what we have in store for today's show?
We've got a lot of food news. We're going to be talking about 28 new items added to a Disney Springs restaurant, the progressive dinner tour that's going on over at Waldorf Astoria, which we love, Wine Bar George news about a new special thing that you can enjoy, as well as coming up is National Coffee Day.
Coffee. Well, that's great. Let's go.
Does that mean we're going to have coffee talk? I can't
talk
like
coffee,
that.
Coffee talk.
Coffee talk. Coffee talk.
We'll talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you
getting a little verklempt.
Yes.
The topic, the American Revolution.
The American Revolution. The American adventure is no longer American or a great adventure. Talk amongst yourselves. I don't know. Anyway, I tell you what, though.
What do you know?
What do I know? Yes. I know Splitsville is a really great place to hang. I really enjoy it. I don't know about everyone else on this call, but I know I really enjoy it.
I do. They have a nice patio.
Yes.
Yeah. And even though the musicians can be sometimes mediocre, they're still fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I found something I want to eat.
Hey, and by the way, gang, and I say that with all due respect. Well, no, I don't say all due respect because that was kind of disrespectful. I'm a musician too, and it's just Nashville is kind of like the place to see live music anywhere, and they do pretty good over there at Splitsville. So I leave it at that. Anyway,
well, that's like Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra said at the pilgrimage when he pointed the microphone out to the audience. You guys can sing this. You're all singers here.
You're all singers here. Yeah, everybody.
We're in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. Pilgrimage was a great music festival, by the way. Okay. I digress. Disney food.
Food.
Time. Splitsville, luxury lanes. Kat, you sent us this note here. They're changing up some things on their menu.
Just adding things all over the place. You want me to talk about them? I will. Let's do it.
Why don't you wrangle up something here?
Okay, so obviously they start with appetizers because you got to start with apps. They have added a voodoo shrimp, which is a crispy shrimp tossed in sweet and spicy voodoo sauce, sesame seeds, scallions, and crispy rice noodles. They've also added a pan-fried pot sticker with black vinegar sauce, scallions, and sesame seeds, a street corn chicken nachos loaded with elote-style corn, queso, pickled red onion, chipotle mayo, jalapeno, cotija cheese, and cilantro.
That's what I want to eat.
Yeah, that sounds good. They've added some sushi rolls, the surf and turf roll, which is tempura shrimp, cream cheese, and asparagus, topped with thinly sliced seared Wagyu sirloin, avocado, masago, horseradish cream, kimchi ponzu, and crispy onions. Comes out with a 67-piece band. and a crab rangoon roll. Kanikama crab, cream cheese, water chestnut, and scallion rolled and tempura fried, served with Thai chili sauce. Those all sound delicious.
Yeah.
Aljon, tell us about the sandwiches.
Oh, yes. One of my favorites, the steakhouse. The steakhouse burger is smothered in melted Swiss with topped with savory sauteed mushrooms, steak sauce, horseradish cream, served with lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, as well as fries. It sounds wonderful.
Too.
I think that's great. Good. The steak rancho tacos are marinated char-grilled steak, salsa ranchero, pico de gallo, dressed cabbage.
You don't want your cabbage naked.
No, you don't want them. You don't want them disrobed. Although Disney likes everything enrobed. Onion, cilantro, served with cilantro lime, beans on the side for $20. And then also for another $20, you can get the Baja shrimp tacos, which is blackened shrimp, dressed cabbage, Thai chili lime, pickled red onion, cilantro, served with cilantro lime rice and beans on the side for, as I said, dose, $10, $20, $20. I don't know.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know what I'm saying. They have a couple of cool other things too. Tuna poke bowl, tossed in kimchi ponzu and served over sushi rice with diced avocado, fresh mango, shelled edamame, topped with seaweed salad, scallions, sesame seeds, and house-made spicy mayo for $26. And then also for a couple dollars more, chicken Alfredo, blackened chicken, broccoli, red pepper scallions, served over linguine, tossed with creamy Alfredo sauce, served with toasted garlic bread on the side. Mm. And then steak and fries, 8-ounce American Wagyu sirloin, finished with garlic butter and served with shoestring fries, broccoli, and signature steak sauce for $39. Kristen.
Yes. Some yummy cocktails.
That's right up your alley.
Yes. We have the Tropical Long Island Spirited Combination of Gin, Vodka, Coconut Rum, Triple Sec, Simple Syrup, and Fresh Lime and Pineapple Juices. There's also the Blue Lagoon, Jose Cuervo Silver Tequila, Blue Curacao, Fresh Lime, Pineapple, and Agave. Ooh, I like the sounds of this one. The Key Lime Pie Martini. It is Tito's Handmade Vodka, Liquor 43, Fresh Lime, Simple Syrup, and a splash of heavy cream with a crushed graham cracker rim and lime wheel. They have the Michener's Mule, Michener's Bourbon, Wildflower Honey, ginger beer, and a squeeze of lemon, served with ginger snap cookie. Ooh. There's the Espresso Martini, Stoli Vanilla Vodka, Mr. Black Coffee Liqueur, Trader Vic's Macadamia Nut Liqueur, Stock Coffee, and Simple Syrup, served with Ladyfinger. And Bee's Knees, Ford's Gin, Wildflower Honey, squeeze of lemon, and a splash of soda water, garnished with a mini honey dipper and candy bee. Oh, that sounds cute.
That's adorable.
Yes. They also have some new draft beers. They're going to have a featured local draft. Don't know what that's going to be. Blue Moon Draft, a twisted tea hard iced tea. You can also add a shot of Firefly lemonade vodka for just $5. If you're looking for something in a can or bottle, they have the Angry Orchard Hard Cider, Cigar City Highlight IPA, Oyster City Mill Pond Dirty Blonde Ale.
It's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. Odello Especial. Yes. Kat, do you want to talk about some of the wines they've got?
Of course I do. You could try the Rayburn Pinot Noir by the glass or the bottle. All of these by the glass or the bottle. The Louis Martini Sonoma Cabernet, the La Perlina Moscato, or the J Vineyards Cuvée. I do love a Cuvée myself. So lots of updates over there at Splitsville. We haven't heard a lot about them lately, so it's nice to hear that they've got an updated situation going on over there.
Agreed.
And it sounds very good.
Yeah, everything sounds like it would be appetizing.
Yeah.
They have really good cheese fries there also. There's like a picture of it, and I want cheese fries.
I like it. I like it. Well, in other news, one of our favorite places Kristen and I love is the Waldorf Astoria Orlando there at the Bonnet Creek Resort there, Orlando, Walt Disney World. And Kristen, you just got this little press release regarding a brand new experience.
Yes, they are doing a progressive dinner tour. This is going to be on Fridays and Saturdays, October 6th through November 11th. You can experience food and drink. They're going to have the culinary experts. They will take you personally guided walking dinner tour through the highly acclaimed restaurants at Signia by Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek, as well as Waldorf Astoria Orlando. The 4-hour Epicurean expedition includes 7 stops, with each restaurant featuring chef curated menus and exquisite food and beverage pairings. This is $250 plus tax and gratuity per person. You can book reservations for this by emailing Bonnet Creek Epicurious at Hilton.com, or you can give them a call. Of course, seating's limited. Reservations are required. One thing to note is that Bull and Bear will be closed for renovations during select days of this event.
But they will be able to offer the full Bull and Bear menu at Oscars. That's exciting. So have no fear. You want that tomahawk steak? They got you.
You guys want to talk about this menu? Because it's like insane.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's really. You're 250. You're getting your 250's worth, baby. Is
For sure.
Okay. You want the font, font bigger so you can see it?
No.
Are you sure?
I do. Hold on.
Okay. Well, I made it bigger for
I'm kidding.
Okay. So you're going to start with the Pine Aperol Spritz. Then you're going to hit La Luce for seasonal fruit burrata and prosciutto flatbread.
Yes, please.
And a risotto. Why am I having problems talking?
I don't know.
This font is not good.
That's why I made this font, the thing bigger, because you're going to have a hard time reading it. The kerfing, it's like too close together.
I mean, I can see it. I'm just like, it doesn't want to come out of my mouth.
Risotto tartufo.
Porcino mushrooms.
Porcini mushroom. Shaved black truffle. I'll help you. Black truffle. Also, they paired that with Nordico Avellanro Mino Portugal. That's as good as I can get.
Loved it.
And then they also have the next dish over at Zeta Asia, which has got the Hotate yuzu yaki. Yaki.
Yeah, you're having problems.
Well, it's not me not knowing how to read it. It's just me being unfamiliar with that word. Seared scallops, togarashi, yuzu parmesan foam, finger lime, and kurogama. And they also have the makishu
duo,
which is crab salad, cucumber, avocado topped tuna, red tobiko, ahi panka aioli, micro cilantro, and topped with yellowtail, green tobiko, served with lemon aioli and microgreens. One of my personal favorites, the bulgogi beef, which is edamame puree, roasted eggplant miso, kimchi chimichurri. That sounds interesting.
Wow, that's one of those tongue twisters right there.
Yes, yes, indeed. Kimchi chimichurri, chimchimchurri. Sigalis satoni asitikro, and from Greece, Santorini, Greece. And they also pair that with the ambuki himawari jumagal gino nama sunflower sake. Ooh. So that is also a mouthful, but it's awesome. And I like the little things because it has a little wine glass and then it has a little sake cup, so you know what they're gonna do.
You did so well just now, Aljon, but after you said kimchi chimichurri, my brain went shimmy ya shimmy yay, and I couldn't come back from it.
Well, I put in a little bit of the you know
it was good. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. It
was good. 10 out of 10.
Awesome. Thanks. All right, Kat, why don't you take us over to the Vibe Kitchen food truck.
Okay. Bull and Bear Smokehouse Double Meat Platter. This time it really was Smokehouse. That's good. House smoked pulled pork and brisket, coleslaw, cheddar biscuit, house made pickle, and house barbecue sauce. Wow. They're serving that with a Brigard Morgan Cote de Paille Beaujolais from France.
That just sounds good.
Yeah. Housemade pickle. You had me at housemade pickle.
Of course. They have you. If it's got pickle in it,
it's got a pickle in it. Over it. I'm here for it. Over at Mixology, you can try the Monkey Business, which is a Hamilton Pot Still Black Rum, Banana de Brazil, Cochi Americano Demerara, Lime Clarified in Gram Masala Coconut Milk. Mm. Cocktail, that's what that is.
It's legit.
Yeah. At Bull and Bear, you could try the Braised Rabbit, Chestnut Spetzel, Seasonal Wild Mushroom, Local Frog Song Farm, Seasonal Winter Vegetables, Pomegranate, served with a Pride Mountain Syrah from Napa. And a couple of interesting things for dessert: a crispy frozen pavlova, smoked Madagascar vanilla bean ice cream, strawberry sorbet, and red berry emulsion, served with the Chateau Romanieu Bordeaux from France. And is Lasting Impression a place over there?
Yes.
Okay. At Lasting Impression, you could try the Bar de Chocolat, a selection of chocolate confections handcrafted by Waldorf Astoria Orlando's world-class pastry team. Ooh. I think you're getting more than enough for your money at this one.
So I can tell you that the Waldorf and just all the Hilton resorts over at Bonnet Creek are amazing. Like, I love eating there. I love to go to any of those hotels. I love to eat there. Love to spend my anniversaries there with you, Kristen. And all I can say is whoever goes to this and attends this event better take some pictures and tag us, because we will be living vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have kids, we'd be flying down there or driving down there just to do this event.
Yeah. You know what I really miss, though? Oh, because, I mean, we used to do their food and wine weekends, and I miss the food and wine weekends. So good. We would go over, we would typically stay like two nights over at Waldorf and do Bull and Bear one night, and then we would do all the stuff. So if they had, like, one year it was like a macaroon thing that they had set up, and we went and bought a whole bunch of macaroons, and then
that's delicious.
Oh, we would totally have you down, Kat. You could stay in our suite. We would just out and just rock that.
Oh my gosh.
We would rock it like no other. It would be like the best party ever.
They have the world's best beds.
Oh my gosh.
It's like sleeping on a cloud.
To me, like we've got a pretty darn good bed when we moved into this house, but I have to say that to me, the most luxurious bed I've ever slept on in my entire life.
No, next bed. We're going to buy one.
We're going to buy that bed.
I keep trying to talk myself into buying the pillows that they use at Disney hotels because they're so nice.
Yeah.
$80 a pillow.
You know what, though? Anything you can do to complement your own sleep because you spend so much time sleeping to the quality of life is so much worse.
Sleep. I have the worst sleep ever.
Because it really does. But anyway, same goes for feeding your soul. This event will certainly do that and more. Your tummy, your soul, your whole self will be sanctified in doing this. It is an experience, and I suggest that you partake. And Kristen, you mentioned going to the website for that event, but we didn't mention the phone number you were going to say it. You stopped.
Oh.
Did you close it?
I did.
Okay, I have the link there on the show notes if you want to click it. But
yes.
Right there. But once again, the Progressive Tour.
How do you do that? Got it.
Hit shift. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So once again,
number.
Yes.
Is 407-597-3712.
Seating is limited. Reservations required. Once again, email bonnetcreekepicurious@hilton.com. $250 plus tax and a gratuity per person, as Kristen noted. So awesome. Very nice. Stuff. Awesome. Anyway.
And you can even do, they have an exclusive getaway you can do too.
Oh, Kristen, you can do that, right?
Book them?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll figure
that
out.
No, I cannot.
Oh, really?
No, because they are.
It's a Hilton.
No, because that part of. I don't believe I can book it. That part of the property is technically not Disney property. It's that little dot in all of Disney property.
Isn't that the strangest thing?
That it's not owned by Disney.
It's like you can do like all the neighbor resorts, but Bonnet Creek. So strange. So strange.
Yeah, it's not within Disney property lines. I don't think so.
Very weird, random. Anyway, I think this is cool. You know what's cool?
What? Saving money?
Saving money. The dramatic music kicks in. Book early and save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney resorts in the new year. I'm not talking 2023. The year's almost over. I'm talking 2024, people.
Can you believe that it's almost 2024?
Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Kristen, how can people save money and what kind of deals do you have to offer them? Getting ahead of myself.
You can save up to 25% on stays most Sunday to Thursday nights from January 9th through February 22nd. You have to book this by December 15th. If you want to save up to 30, that's going to be most nights February 25th through March 24th. And again, you must book this by December 15th to take advantage of that.
Nice. What email address can they reach out and have you book their next Disney, Universal, or any cruise line known to man?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Nice fade. All right. Next on the agenda, Kristen.
Yes, we are going to be talking about Wine Bar George.
I love it. One of our favorite places.
So they are adding a new sparkling blind tasting.
Ooh.
So they've been doing these, but in October and November, they're going to do a blind tasting by George Melotes, and they're going to do a very special one that is a sparkling wine, and that's going to be on November 28th. So guests will learn and taste wines like a professional with a blind tasting of 6 different wines. You're going to hear firsthand from George about what it takes to become a master sommelier in a guided event served alongside cheese and charcuterie. So I would highly recommend booking that if you like the sparkling things. It's 110, which to me really is not bad. When you have a master sommelier doing that, you know,
what, how many, did it say how many samples there was?
Six.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, 90 minute event.
Yep.
Yeah.
90 minutes. Those are decent pours. Good sampling.
I mean, just to have a master sommelier do something like that often costs more than $110 for 90 minutes.
Yep. Heck yeah.
I mean, gosh, for Disney's events that they used to do, the special events.
They were a lot shorter and you had a lot less and you paid just as much.
Yeah.
If not
or,
more.
Or if it was that long, it cost way more than that. I mean, they used to charge $200 and some for some of those events. So
I really do like the fact that they host those type of events, because especially if you're local or, you know, or if you're traveling and you want to do something super special, this is a great way to kind of experience something that is outside of Disney, that has a really high touch, high class, you know, high level experience. I don't know. It's awesome. You're the experiential person, Kat, so you can tell me that experiences are great.
I mean, I do love them and I would recommend them to anyone.
I think those also make great gifts. You know, things are things, but I think people these days are all about experiences. What can I experience that I can carry with me the rest of my life? Things that enrich my life that are not just plain things. And I was talking to some Disney animators on the show, and you know, they have these art schools and different things that they do and teach and do tutorials and things like that, and how valuable those experiences are, doing those Zoom classes or whatever it is, so that the next generation can really learn from people that learn from the nine old men or whatever the case is. They can really learn their craft by people that do know.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Gift cards and things like that for those type of experiences, or just carving out time outside of the park, totally are enriching, and we love doing them. Anyway, consider doing other things. Enrich yourself. All right.
Learn a thing. Let's go.
Speaking about enriching yourself, how about coffee talk?
Coffee talk.
We all require coffee to start our day.
Well,
maybe not you. Not, you.
I do. No, I do have coffee. I actually had some caramel mocha today at the office, which was nice. We have some awesome coffee machines and Nespresso machines at the office. I'm very happy about that. So
I have a Ninja coffee maker, so that's my fancy coffee.
I make you coffee in the morning. Anyway,
yes, you make me a pot of coffee.
I get a Diet Coke, yes. National Coffee Day. Great thing about National Coffee Day is that it's coming up, y'all, which is why we're doing it. September 29th, in just a few short days. So to celebrate coffee, Kristen.
We have to talk about Joffrey's coffee.
Yes. We'll talk about
and it. Some nice pairings that you can enjoy.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's see. Joffrey's kiosk and store across Walt Disney World Resorts are offering $1 hot 16 ounce or iced 24 ounce Walt Disney World Resort blend drip coffee on National Coffee Day. Oh, I like that. $1 for a nice coffee. I'll
take it.
You can't
do that anywhere. Even though it's drip coffee, you can't get that anywhere.
Over at Magic Kingdom, Joffrey's Revive kiosk in Tomorrowland will have Mission to S'mores Latte. It has chocolate sauce, marshmallow syrup, whipped cream, graham crackers, and fluffy marshmallows.
Ooh.
And it pairs well with a s'mores cookie.
I love that cookie. It's like a big asteroid.
Or you can head over to Fantasyland. They have Cheshire Cafe, where they will have the classic Joffrey's cold brew paired with the Cheshire Cat Tail. Kat, you want to talk about Animal Kingdom, what they've got going on over there?
Of course I do. Over at the main entrance kiosk, you can get the Savannah Banana Latte, topped with not one, but two cherries. And you can pair it with a Savannah Banana Jumbo Cookie. Sounds delicious. At my personal favorite coffee shop in all of the Walt Disney World Resort, at Anandapur Kiosk, Royal Anandapur Kiosk, you can get a frozen cappuccino dream. Not my choice. I prefer the Simba Latte or go-to all-time chai tea latte. Skip the big donut here, though, and take a trip over to Mr. Kamal's and get some Mr. Kamal's seasoned fries, because top tier Animal Kingdom snack of all time. Top tier. Even though they changed the sauce, which is depressing. Over at Epcot, at the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion, while you wait for Cosmic Rewind, you can try a Mickey Premium Ice Cream Bar, of course, paired with the fabulous Joffrey's Shaken Jamaican Cold Brew, which you can now have at home. If you didn't know, you can order it. They serve it in a can now. It's delicious.
Isn't that great?
Ooh, nice.
It's wonderful.
Ain't it great?
Yes. Aljon, what's happening at Hollywood Studios?
Well, hooray for Hollywood Studios. Through Andy's Backyard in Toy Story Land, you can make a quick pit stop at the Joffrey's Kiosk near Pixar Place. The Round'em Up Latte is almost too cute to drink, they say, with cookie butter and dulce de leche sauce, syrup, whipped cream sprinkles, and of course, some playful animal crackers on top. Paired with Jack Jack's Num Num Cookie from Pixar's Place Market, this duo is awesome. Keep you jazzed all day long. And then also there at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge over at Kaska's Kettle, or Kat Saka's Kettle, I should say. I almost said Cal Kestis's. I'm looking at Cal Kestis outfits for Halloween, y'all. That's what I'm looking at.
Yes.
Joffrey's Cold Blue Black Calf and a serving of the Outpost popcorn mix.
Is that what I did when I was there?
That's what you did when you were there.
I've got a picture.
It's very good. It's very good. I personally love the Outpost popcorn mix. I like the two flavors they have. They're all good. Yeah. I love the popcorn. They ought to do more, to be quite honest, and they ought to do seasonal popcorn, like for Life Day. I'm just putting it out there. But that's really cool. So go over to Kat's, not this Kat here as a host, but Kat Saka's Kettle for Joffrey's Cold Blue Black Calf. Do it now. And so that wraps up all the offerings for National Coffee Day over there at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yes.
Brought to you by Joffrey's and Joffrey's Tea Company. Coffee and Tea Company. So, yeah, I guess that just about does it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
A lot of food news.
Oh, man. Food news that you can use.
And we hope you do. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and tap that notification bell.
Ay, ay, ay. You went back too far. There you go.
You're the reason we do this show. So if you enjoy it, one way you can support the show is by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews.
Yes.
You can also consider becoming a supporter on Spotify. We also have links you can shop: Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. You can find them on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below. Aljon?
Hey, you can find me on Instagram at AljonGo. You can also check out my other podcast hosted with Dave Bossert. He's a world-renowned author, filmmaker with Disney, and he just put out The Nightmare Before Christmas 35th Anniversary book. You need to pick that up. It's outstanding. Just came out this week.
Will you tell Dave that his photo on LinkedIn was very nice? It was very good.
Okay, good.
It was lovely.
His stock photo.
His like, I'm posing with my book photo.
It is good. Dave's cool. So he'll come back on the show and talk about his books. He's got another book out too. But anyway, yes, check out Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave Bossert. Love us, subscribe to us, just like this podcast. I would also, I'll have Kat give her Instagram handle because it makes sense when it's her time to talk. But I will say, please check out Kat's, I don't know, it's just weird for me to say Kat's Instagram handle when she sits right here. But I will say, check out Kat's podcast, Eat the Pictures, as well. Bite-sized podcast about food, film, everywhere podcasts are found. Miss Kat.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and of course at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And as always, you can find Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Is there something on my eyelash?
You're going to leave that in the show? I hadn't even stopped the video yet.